and welcome back to Continental Airlines Arena in the YES Network studios. I'm Chris Sheeran. Once again, our final score, New Jersey Nets 100, the Minnesota Timberwolves 92. The Nets have won their second game in a row. We're in time now to go back court side and welcome in Marv Albert and Jim Spanarkle, the guys who called the game tonight. And we can talk about Richard Jefferson, guys. He had 23 points, his first back-to-back 20-point games of the season thus far. But we'd be remiss if we didn't start this with Mikey Moore, a career-high 20 points on 9 of 9 shooting.
Moore, it was just an incredible night when you consider this a player who has been all over the league, his second go-around with the Nets, his ninth year out of Nebraska. I wonder if you go back to his college days, if he ever had a night like this.
You'd have to search probably long and hard because, I mean, 9 for 9 from the floor is obviously a terrific night. And the thing about it, if you go back to the beginning of the season, Marv, the other part of it is that did you think that the Nets, if they had to answer the question, they'd be relying on Mikey Moore to give them offensive support here this late in the season? Obviously, Kristic's injuries played a big thing and a big part of that. But, you know, very active. I like the fact that he's confident. He knows he's going to be a starter, and he's reacting to it from a mental standpoint and getting ready. And when you look at what he was doing tonight, we touched on it, stepping away 15, 17 feet away, little pick and roll right here. He pops to the corner, so he's very confident. If you recall, the last shot was very confident over Garnett, and then he goes to work on the offensive glass, works his way through. And, you know, I think you mentioned it also during the broadcast, the fact that all these shots were not easy shots for Mikey Moore. He made some tough, difficult shots tonight.
He has obviously gained some confidence with that outside shot. It's only his fourth start of the season, but even when he was coming off the bench, he was a pleasant surprise.
Absolutely. And the thing that, you know, tonight at any rate, and it's only one night, but what Kristic was given this team was that outside 15, 17 footer that you could bring a forward, power forward or center off the floor and make some room inside. And if he can give them 50% shooting from there, we know he's not going to go 9 for 9 every night, but that gives them a little bit of help to fill in the gap that Kristic is they're missing with him not shooting the ball from the outside.
And you could see the look on the face of Kevin Garnett. I know you mentioned it a couple of times. And understandably, he's not a happy guy. They have not surrounded him properly. You can see some signs. It's a better team this year. But you look at Minnesota. They had won 3 of 4 coming into tonight. And some impressive victories at Indiana, at home against Chicago. They blow out the Sonics last night. But it was a rough night for Kevin Garnett. The stats aren't bad, but when he left the floor, I was watching him. He was not a happy guy.
Yeah, and we even touched on, remember that last substitution around the six-minute mark? He took a long time to get to the scorer's table to check in. And this is a guy that just about everybody you speak to, they always speak about his enthusiasm, his energy for the game. I didn't see it there in the last 3 or 4 minutes of this game. Not to knock his play, but just his energy level wasn't what it normally is.
Jim, getting back to the Nets, solid games along with Mikey Moore, who was perfect. He did miss a free throw, though.
How could
he miss a free throw?
Let's get him back out here.
Right. But Richard Jefferson played so well, as Chris indicated, and I thought Jason Kidd was outstanding.
Yeah, and what there was, Marv, I thought in the third quarter last night in that game in Miami, there was a carryover effect tonight. I think they understand that if they're putting the ball on the floor and they're attacking more frequently, that's the type of net team where even if they don't get that initial fast break, the primary fast break, they're continuing. And Kidd does this very well. He continues to probe and dribble and look around. And Marcus Williams did that also tonight in the second quarter. Both of them did a nice job of continuing the type of play that Lawrence Frank wants.
And for only the second time this season, they win the second of a back-to-back. But I think the major question is, all right, the Nets have won 2 in a row. They beat an undermanned Miami team last night. They beat Minnesota, middle-of-the-pack team at best, certainly in the playoff hunt in the West. But what do they do from here? How do they build on this with the Bulls coming up on Friday and the Cavaliers in Cleveland on Saturday?
It's not going to be easy. I mean, this is just part of the schedule that they have, the next four coming up. And, you know, you tag the Raptors after that, who've been playing well. They're top of the division and really playing well as a team right now. But the other part of it is more scary, I think, is the fact, and we touched on it again tonight, the January schedule is not very favorable for them. A lot of away games there. So I think you take the 2 days off if you're Lawrence Frank and you just come back and watch some film and you really pick out spots like the third quarter last night and a couple of spots tonight where they're breaking and they're getting success and try to wipe some of the negatives out.
All right, before we wrap it up, I've been mentioning all night that Nenad Krstić, who was receiving treatment back in the locker room, was watching the telecast and was actually monitoring Jim. And the final tally here, he said you made 12 excellent points,
12.
Four fairly strong, and there were two, what are you talking about, which you would like to discuss.
And one very disconcerting
that
message.
That too, yes. Jim, a happy new year to you.
Thank you, Marv.
Have
you
a
too.
Great 2007.
Well.
Same to you, Chris.
Marv, Jimmy, have a very happy and healthy new year. Another win for the Nets tonight. They beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 100-92. Mikey Moore had a career night scoring 20 points and going 9 of 9 from the floor. And earlier, his head coach, Lawrence Frank, met with the media and discussed his stellar play.
And Mikey was phenomenal. I mean, you couldn't have played a better game than he did. And it was great to see. And just like I said, he cares so much about, you know, winning and losing. It's great to see that commitment. And along with him, obviously, I think everyone who played in the game touched it in a positive way. You know, Marcus has 7 assists. Hassan has 4 rebounds in short minutes. Josh has rebounds in minutes. Eddie House gave us a huge lift in that second quarter while VC was on the bench with 2 fouls. So, and obviously the starters did their part. So, you know, there were some encouraging signs, but Mikey was far and above the star tonight.
It seemed like overall, you know, the guys just had something different about them tonight compared to other back-to-backs. You know, was there a different energy that you saw?
Well, I think, you know, with it, the you know, the NBA is all about back-to-backs. So I think you know, we were a little bit, you know, we gave up 8 points fairly quickly in terms of just the way we gave them up. But then I think we bounced back and responded. But I think that second quarter was huge. We had real good ball movement. You know, like I said, being able to play, you know, Marcus gave us a nice lift. And then Eddie, Jason, Richard, Twin, Boakye, and Mikey, that combination of those guys. So, you know, like I said, there were many encouraging signs. And, you know, we ended the year on a win, and hopefully now we can start the new year being consistent and continue to practice and play with good habits.
What impressions did Mikey give you that he was disappointed with last night? Did he come talk to you?
Oh, yeah, he said it, you know, and, you know, just you're just happy for a guy like that when, number one, you take accountability for your actions, and number two, you try to do something about it. You know, I think it's the guys all clapped for him in the locker room. That's how happy they were for him. You know, that doesn't happen a whole lot. You know, a lot of times guys obviously go over, say good game, but in unison they all clapped when we talked about him. So I think that talks about the respect they had for his effort tonight.
Did you know what kind of guy he was when he came over? He seems like a...
Well, when Byron was the coach here, we had Mikey on 2 10-day contracts, so we got an opportunity to know him a little bit. But a guy who actually spoke very, very positively about him was Kerry Kittles this summer when we had the opportunity to acquire him because Kerry played with him with the Clippers. And he said, you know, if you have an opportunity to get him, because every time he was in the game for the Clippers, he somehow found a way to impact the game. And obviously when Josh went down with the shoulder surgery and we needed a big, we were able to acquire him. And Mikey's done a phenomenal job.
Can you see early in the game by, I don't know, anything motion-wise, whether Richard has it or not, or whether he's feeling better?
You know, it's hard. I think, you know, and it'll be as you know, especially, you know, tomorrow, see where he's at, because he's played 4 games in 5 nights, 7 games in 11 nights, and to see how his ankle responds. You know, obviously he's playing through a great deal of pain. And I think it's just, you know, it feels like, you know, like there's gravel in his ankle. So he just, you know, it's, you know, obviously he could tell you a whole lot better than I could. But I think the last 2 nights, I mean, he's done a great job. I think tonight the thing that stood out to me, I mean, he made 3 outstanding passes. I mean, you know, the pass back to Mikey for the jumper, the first play of the third quarter. You know, the skip pass to Boakye, even though Boakye didn't make the shot, just a recognition. So I saw some really positive things from him.
Elevation this jumper?
Yeah, I think he had good lift and good action. You know, he got 2 lobs, you know, off wide pins and You know, it seems, I mean, he could say a whole lot better, and obviously he's playing through a great deal of pain, but obviously, you know, his first-hand account is more valid than mine.
So there you have Coach Frank's thoughts after the 192 win over the Timberwolves tonight. That's the Nets' second in a row. And Friday against the Bulls here at the Meadowlands, they could do something they haven't done all season, win three in a row. Jason Kidd had another solid performance for the Nets tonight. 19 points on 6 of 9 shooting with 8 assists and 4 rebounds. And a short time ago, he met with the media.
Oh, you know, Mikey was great, you know, from start to finish. I thought, one, he brought the energy and, you know, he kept us going. And RJ was, again, offensively, he was great. Defensively, he was right there. He made it tough on whoever he was guarding, excuse me. And, you know, I think this was great, you know, two-game stretch for us to end the year on a positive note. And, you know, now we have, you know, something positive to build on.
Did you know what kind of guy Mikey was when he came over? Just seems like he has a great attitude, team-first type of guy.
Well, I think playing against Mike, he's always come with that energy. You know, he's always been a guy who's positive that comes, you know, team is down. He always feels that he can, you know, fight and, you know, bring the team back with his energy. And you know, tonight was an example of his performance. I thought he showed the whole package from the jump shot to rebounding defensively and offensively and, you know, finding an open guy, setting screens, taking guys off the dribble. I mean, he did a lot for us tonight.
Now, Richard Jefferson had 22 points last night. He had 23 points tonight. It's the first back-to-back 20-point games for RJ. Had the hurt ankle earlier in the season. He's starting to catch his stride now, and earlier, he met the media.
How much does the pain and mobility fluctuate with you from game to game? And can you feel earlier during warm-ups when it's going to really cooperate like it seemed to tonight?
It warms up. It warms up, like, early in warm-ups. When I first go out there, you know, it's a little stiff, but it warms up. And just over the game, you know, back-to-backs, it's a little different. You know, but it goes up, and then it peaks, and then it starts to come down, and then that's when, you know, things kind of get worse. But, you know, tonight was great. You know, it felt good.
7 games in 11 days. How can it feel good in the last game?
I don't know. Maybe it's getting better.
Is that conceivable? I really expect that?
I hope so. You know, and also, too, I think just that Miami game gave me a little bit more confidence, you know, to go out there and play a little bit more aggressive the way I normally do. So, you know, I think a little bit of that confidence from last game, you know, carried over tonight.
What about the team confidence getting a couple of wins?
It was huge. I think we'd as a team had noticed the way we had played on back-to-backs, and you know, this was definitely the tough of the two teams on the back-to-back. So, you know, we wanted to come out here and kind of set the tone, and you know, we believe that we're playing the right way, we're playing together. It's just a matter of getting consistent, and that's something that we struggled with all season.
You know, Mikey, with a huge performance, how much does he mean to this starting lineup now with Chris?
You know, I'll tell you what, and since I've been here in 6 years and we've had a lot of success, you know, won a lot of division titles, I can only remember probably, you know, 3 or 4 times where the crowd started chanting somebody's name, and then, you know, that's huge, especially for a place that, you know, has had, you know, 5 division titles, you know, been to the Eastern Conference or been to the NBA Finals. You know, to have a guy come in and have the whole crowd chanting his name, you know, even given the way things have gone this season, shows you how much of an impact he's really having on this team.
Richard, last night you were a little hesitant to give the team rave reviews. How would you say you guys did tonight overall?
Tonight was good. You know, I just felt that, you know, we were playing the right way, but we still made a lot of mistakes. Tonight, we played together, passed the ball, and we pretty much dominated from the beginning to the end. You know, every good team is going to make a run, and they're a solid team led by, you know, former MVP KG. So, we knew that they were going to make a little bit of run, but for the most part, everyone played together, you know, played hard. Mikey gave us a huge performance. After struggling last night a little bit and kind of being down, to come back here, and that's the beautiful part about the NBA. You have another game the next night, so you can't worry about it.
When things are clicking like that, can you guys just feel, because if you're just sitting there watching, it feels like it's a little bit different. Can you guys feel it and it's just a lot easier?
It is. And once you know, we've had a lot of games where we've led going into the fourth quarter, you know, 8 or 9 games this year where we've led going into the fourth quarter and lost. So it's a matter of just getting that confidence, getting that understanding of what you need to do, how to execute, and having that experience. Hey, okay, they made a run. Let's come back now. This is what we need to do. These are the plays we need to go to. You know, these are the people that need to step up, and that's what's been happening.
Well, that's going to do it for the Nissan postgame show. Make sure you come back with us Friday night when the Nets host Ben Gordon and the Chicago Bulls. Our coverage begins at 7 p.m. with tip-off coming at 7:30 and complete postgame coverage following the action. So for Marv Albert, Jim Spanarkle, Michelle Beadle, and the rest of our YES Network team, I'm Chris Sheeran saying thanks for watching, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your night.